Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
No water anywhere. Still, we are marooned, stranded in Barovia. Mists around us like prison bars. Strahd, our jailer. We must escape. We must kill. Strahd must die.
In the center of the rat's nest is Kaelova being knitted back together. In the center of Kaelova is Gugunk. 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 A long dead but still forced to work dryad's heart.
You are a marksman.
I could take the shot.
You could take the shot. Which card did you get rid of? Did you get rid of the critical hit or did you get rid of the...
I didn't get rid of any card.
Oh, that's right, you didn't.
I didn't tell him shit.
That was the engineer's turn. It's Rahadin's turn. It's Rahadin's turn. He explodes out of the surrounding forest and with his sword cane type weapon, he lunges forward at where Human was standing and where hopefully this creature or whatever it is. Oh, he gets three attacks. Okay. We got to get through the bad to get to the good. He gets a critical miss, but then he gets a hit.
Okay. Nice. Hey, sometimes, you know, you got to eat a piece of dog shit pie before you get to eat a slice of apple
Gross.
Pie.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily...
It's a classic saying.
Say that.
It's a famous saying.
I mean, you could do the whole, like, you gotta eat the frog first.
Yeah. You gotta eat the dog shit pie first.
I don't want to. You know what? No apple pie. Jackson, I'm here to tell you right now. No apple pie, worth it.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Hector.
Yes.
As the closest PC, I'm going to let you pick.
Ooh.
Your choices are...
Is this the one that...
This is a critical fumble.
This is a critical fumble.
So we want the...
Voided warranty or on the rebound?
Voided warranty. Okay, so...
Voided warranty will wreck his weapon, surely.
Wreck his weapon, surely. On the rebound means he hits himself with the... Surely hits himself. So... I guess he kind of wanted to keep his weapon.
Yeah,
right?
I would say on the rebound, honestly.
Yeah, let's go on the rebound.
Yeah.
Okay. And
donk himself in the head.
His weapon bounces off something in the middle of... You can tell the second attack, so the first slash hits nothing but air. The second attack, you see, Hector, there is something standing there, something physical, and Rahadin's blade bounces off it and smacks him in the fucking face, dealing 9 points of damage to Rahadin.
Damn.
Dang.
Rahadin's third, that was half damage, by the way. Rahadin's third attack, however, strikes true. And something takes damage.
Excellent.
You can see as it looks like air itself, the air itself has been rendered asunder in a spot. And you can see it's a weird thing to perceive, but you can see as air is bleeding air.
Whoa, weird. Does it just look like a series of little eddies, kind of? Like little, yeah. Cool.
It looks like he is attacking a small whirlwind. But as Rahadin makes that blow, you can see the air kind of slowly turns back to normal.
Okay.
Pip.
Okay. I think I could, if my shot lands true, I could just get the shot off now.
You could try, yeah.
This is what I'm going to do, and this maybe will annoy my teammates, but let's be clever about this.
Okay.
Okay? I get down and I'm going to make a salve. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to combine...
That'll be your action.
I know.
Yep.
I'm going to combine Form me an eye to deform magic. I'm going to add in some unicorn horn for legendary damage, and then treant poison for plant bane. So I want to make something I can put on my arrows that is going to... fuck up the magic monumentally in this tree.
Okay.
That's my plan.
You successfully create 5 doses.
Okay, fabulous. That's my turn. I know that's my turn, but I gotta do it.
Okay. That was Pip. Okay. It's Keshgar's turn. Keshgar standing up sees where you are, Pip, and then you watch as Keshgar takes a small blade out of his, well, just produces one. No, yeah. He literally gestures and a root drags forward a stone blade, which he slashes down his arm and lets himself bleed onto the roots as well.
Yeah.
As soon as blood touches the roots, they lash up, grab him, and Keshgar is dragged down into the earth. A moment later, Pip, you hear, and then Keshgar's stone head produces itself from the roots near you.
Mm-hmm.
Keshgar drags himself out, and with the stone's face turns to look at you, and Keshgar points an accusing finger at you, ready to fight.
I shrug. Like, I don't know what you want from me, dude.
That is Keshgar's turn. Keshgar is currently blocking your shot.
Yeah, okay.
It's Gretchen's turn. Gretchen also, not as gracefully as Ra-Hedinn, explodes out of the surrounding wilderness and swings a mighty double-handed blow and misses. It is the entity that you are fighting, Hector. Mm-hmm. It is its turn.
Okay.
Highs or lows?
Okay, let's go highs.
Highs?
Yeah.
How do you feel about Elf?
I mean,
you like them?
I don't really know these people, but again, it just feels real.
Would you be sad if Elf died?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Did you say highs or lows?
I said highs.
Highs? Do you want to stay highs?
No.
Do you want to change? You want to change to lows? Is that what you want?
Does he want to hurt me now or does he want to hurt me later?
He always wants
to hurt you. I
actually
didn't recommend anything, I think you'll notice.
That's why I know. Yeah. But I don't know. It's just like, yeah, what is he?
I think you can never know the darkness that exists within his heart.
Darkness that exists within my heart.
Yeah, because right now, like, no matter what happens, I feel that, like, if I say, like, oh, well, say I change his lows, like, fair enough. And then he doesn't hurt Elf. And then it's like, yeah, because he's, you know, he wanted me not to hurt Elf.
Exactly.
Now, and then he'll just make it that so. But then if I go highs, but, oh, well, yeah, he always wanted that to happen,
exactly.
And then hurt Elf and then be like, yeah, that's what he wants. Yeah. Either way, he wins.
You can't, that's you can't win. That's the
there
trick.
There is no winning.
Yeah.
Let's stay, I guess, at highs, Adam.
Well, stay at highs?
What was a wicked smile? I don't like
that. Yeah, it's bad. No, he's reading something else.
Okay.
I think you're okay. I think you're okay.
Oh, it was a glimmer. It was
A brief, a glint, like, in his eye.
Ooh, little upturned,
A
wicked curl to his grin. Smile.
You watch Hector?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, there's those little puffs of smoke that are coming from the embers of the flames.
Mm-hmm.
You watch as they shudder a little bit. It looks like they're tracking something. Something moves across the fireplace. Ra-Hedinn and Gretchen both take wild swings. All three of you are aware that this entity is moving, but none of you can see it, so you really can't hit it. Mm. You watch as it moves across the fire, and then you feel hands wrapping themselves around your shoulders.
Uh-oh.
And you feel an unseen dagger slip itself in between your ribs.
Mm.
Well, see, as much as I like Alf, I like me more.
Yeah, if you'd known the choice was between yourself and Alf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't like when he says those things.
When Adam gets worried, that's concerning.
This is so much damage.
Hey, I got walk it off.
Hey, it's okay.
Okay.
You might need that more than I do.
I probably will.
Okay. My current health, which is not at max.
Yeah.
But my current health, I feel, is double yours.
But I believe my current max health is
a bit more.
Yeah.
22 or something.
Yeah, 25.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, okay, wait. Did 25. I deal damage to you before and not mark it off?
I don't think so. I don't think I got hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. A javelin hit you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. You're on 25.
Yes.
Count yourself lucky.
Adam's glaring at me. I didn't even do anything.
All right. Hector.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's so many D6.
Mm-hmm.
20.
Okay, 20. Oh, Jesus.
30.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah?
Oh, you shit. Can I cast shield, you piece of garbage?
It actually wouldn't have helped.
Wouldn't work at all.
It wouldn't have helped.
Wouldn't have worked at all.
Son of a bitch. Your AC still was too low.
All right, then.
Yeah, you're not armored up. I forget that.
Can I cast Hellish Rebuke then?
You can cast Hellish Rebuke. That will be as a reaction after this.
If I'm still standing.
10, 20, 30, 44. 44 points of damage you take.
Is that great?
You go from the healthiest member of the party to the least healthy member of the party.
Is that a grievous wound?
No, I'm not. Well,
It might be. Hang on.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You are on 10 hit points by my count.
Yeah. Jesus Christ,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Well, my max is 80. Is a grievous wound more than half your... Yeah.
It's not max. It's based on your... Sorry, current? It's not current. It's based on your max.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, my max is 80.
Yeah.
And so is it? If it's over half, it's a grievous?
If it's over half, I'm not... I don't remember off the top of my head. Sorry, I need to check.
Because then if so...
It's definitely a wound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brother, you're in trouble.
You're definitely
welcome to my world. You're probably going to be in death saving throws. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's what a way to be alive, there, dude.
So your max HP is 80.
Yeah.
So you're currently in the 75 bracket. A setback would have been 25. Dangerous is 40. Handicap would have been 50.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you take a dangerous wound.
A dangerous, you say?
Okay.
A dangerous wound.
Winded. The character may not take a reaction.
Fuck you, buddy.
Yeah.
And a bonus action in the same round until the end of the encounter.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. At least I can actually do something.
That's so funny.
Let me find Winded.
Oh, you're hellish rebuke. You just said you wanted to do?
Yeah. Hey. No. I don't think so. No. I don't reckon, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Eat this, dog shit pie.
Yeah,
go on.
Exactly. And I'll get an apple pie at the end.
That apple pie, yeah, right?
I never said you would.
Your kitchen's still open, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kitchen just closed.
We only have all this dog shit pie left.
Yeah.
Perfectly behind. All right, so... The character may not take a reaction and a bonus action in the same round until they finish a short rest. So,
okay. Hey, that's something.
That's not too
tomorrow
bad.
You'll be better.
Yeah.
So, would you like to have a reaction or a bonus action this round?
So this my reaction, is this considered as part of my next?
This is the current turn.
Yeah.
So if you take a react, if you cast Hellish Rebuke, you can't have a bonus action on your turn.
Yeah. What bonus actions do I have? Whatever.
I feel like all of your smites.
Yeah.
Smiter Hellish Rebuke, buddy.
You know what? I will wait.
Yeah. Okay.
Again, I think a Hellish Rebuke also requires a check from memory.
Yeah, and, yeah.
I think we're rolling.
It's a dexterity save.
Yeah.
And the wind, pretty dexterous.
Yeah, I wouldn't risk it. If I was you, I wouldn't risk it.
I think wind's pretty dexterous. So you know what? Fine.
I do know what you're fighting now. It has been confirmed. So it's always here. It's always here. I can get rid of a card.
It's so funny. I think you should take it. I don't remember exactly what's written in the entry, but if what I think is written in the entry, you actually maybe want to hear this.
It's okay.
Okay. All right.
I feel you.
There's just a very easy solution to this scenario.
It's okay. I will need them. So
yeah, that's what I mean. You will need them.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I could give up, but, like, you, those are important.
Yeah, it's true.
Sure. To be sure.
Okay.
All right, so that was its turn.
Mm-hmm.
It's Iona's turn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Iona is still being grappled. Okay, she actually frees herself.
Oh, nice.
Iona looks at John, and, as she twists around to look at John, they both look down, and they can see that Iona has unmired herself from the ground. You don't hear, Pip, what...
Yeah.
John says, but John nods and whispers something or says something so that Iona can hear it. She nods and she frees herself. She gets out of there. She leaves John behind. And Iona looking, don't forget you have the
bardic inspiration. Yeah,
don't
forget
you have that because she can't do that again until you've spent it, I think.
Oh, damn.
Oh, wait, maybe she can actually. I think she can.
Yeah.
She reaches out with one of her hands and you hear her singing. You hear a distant voice singing. It doesn't sound familiar.
Okay, thank God.
You just hear Iona singing. And a explosion of light, color, and sound bathes a bunch of the druids. You hear them screaming and a bunch of them start clutching at their faces.
Awesome.
She has blinded some of them. And then she starts sprinting into the camp in between those little hovels. And you recognize potentially this is part of John and Iona's plan on account of the druid's attention seems to be really divided right now. Then it is John's turn. He is unable to extract himself. So you see he drops his cavalry saber, loads his rifle, and with haste he makes a bunch of shots.
Hell yeah, dude. Awesome.
He is able to down four more druids. So you are down from 28 to 24.
We're getting there, dude. We're getting there.
And a bunch of those 24 are blinded.
Oh, nice.
Then it is the druids' turn.
Oh.
Their attention pretty divided. They only a smattering of them even have a shot at Iona.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones who do both miss.
Mm-hmm.
Then, whoa. You watch, Pip, from your vantage point.
Yeah.
The druids who are focusing on Cavendish right now, they produce thorn-like whips, which they wrap around. Each of them whip at Cavendish. One arm lashed. Another arm lashed. His neck lashed. Cavendish drops his rifle, falls to his knees, and is dragged down into the dirt. You watch as the thorns wrap and consume Cavendish.
That's really bad.
Cavendish is gone.
Okay.
You can't see him.
Okay.
A moment later,
you
see as one of the roots connected to that rat's nest around Kerlova.
Yeah.
Something very big is moving.
Okay. They're eating him. Just like they ate your horse.
It's the engineer's turn. The engineer. Well, first off, that mech starts running or moving through the thorns. It is too big for the thorns to grab it.
Awesome.
Every time the thorns come up to try and grab at the mech, it just stamps on them, crushing them underfoot. And it gets to a bunch of the druids with one swing. Hey, God damn.
No. What the fuck is wrong with our party, dude? Oh, okay. Phew. I was going to say.
All right. Pip, as the closest one there, you get to pick.
Yeah.
Rap on the knuckles or nighty-night.
Is this a fumble or a critical hit?
Critical hit. The mech gets a critical hit.
90 night.
Double damage. And the target must make a DC 12 con saving throw. On a failed save, they are knocked unconscious. The mech swings one of its arms and turns a druid into paste.
Awesome.
There is nothing but internal organs. You don't even know where the druid's skin went. It is just a red smear.
Made him a red mist. That's beautiful. Yeah.
And then inside the mech, the engineer grabs the arm that did not just paste a druid, opens up a nozzle, and then a flamethrower bursts into life and bathes a couple of the druids.
Beautiful stuff from the engineer, as always.
Three druids go up in flames, screaming.
Nice.
One of them dies. The other two are burned very badly.
Nice as well.
All right. And that is the engineer's turn. It is Rahadin's turn. Rahadin moves to defend you, Hector.
Oh, that's good.
Stepping over the fireplace. He lunges forwards and he is clever enough to attack at an angle to make sure that he does not stab you. But you see that he has just completely misjudged where this entity is.
Mm-hmm.
And he nearly falls over trying to attack.
Mm.
That is unfortunately his turn. Pip, okay. Keshgar is blocking your shot.
That's okay. Okay, I would like to... I mean, I guess why not? I got five of them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to load my arrows. I'm going to fire one just not at Kulova. I just want to fire it into the roots.
Okay.
I want to basically send this deformed magic rebounding through the entire tree system. So that's one twang, and these are precise shots, so they have advantage.
Oh, okay, good. You needed that.
Okay.
Use your bardic as well. Well, that's for something, I don't know.
Yeah. And then I'll spin around and fire the second shot into Keshgar.
All right. First shot strikes one of the roots.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say there are four major arteries leading towards this rat's nest.
Mm-hmm.
One of that artery, you fire into it and you watch as it immediately withers and dies.
Awesome.
Mm.
Then you fire a shot into Keshgar. Is this still a plant bane?
No, it would be. These would still be.
All right. That's not deforming
magic, but it's deformed magic as well.
Oh, deformed magic?
That was my thinking. It's deformed magic and plant bane, so if I fire it into the root system, I'm going to fuck up.
Keshgar keels over dead.
Oh. Well, that was easy.
Would you like an extra attack?
Yes, please. Okay.
Spend it.
Done.
Thank you.
You kill Kilkeshgar.
Can I then drop down onto one knee, place my crossbow? This is going to hurt me. Uh-huh. This should have also hurt me as well.
Yes,
I should take 1d6 damage.
You take 6 points of damage.
Then I'd like to, with my extra attack, get down on one knee, place my crossbow on Keshgar's stone head as a stabilizer.
Yeah, hell yes.
Yeah, and boonk, try and make the shot.
All right.
I have to quickly load in the sort of wooden stake.
Mm-hmm.
You missed.
Fuck. Wait. Oh, no. Yeah, I got
bardic
nothing.
Inspiration.
Yeah, bardic inspiration. Adam, I'd like to use my bardic inspiration. Aha. Aha.
I can't even do anything for you.
Fuck.
You've still missed.
Fuck. Okay.
Oh, that's funny. I was about to be like, the only way you could miss if you rolled up one. Do you have anything for a reroll? You have one more attack. You've attacked three times thus far, but you get four attacks with that extra attack.
Oh, then I'll take
Wait. No. It says extra attack is part of an attack action, doesn't it? I fear it does, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh,
well, that means that you don't take any further damage, though.
I'll take it.
sort of strength-based check, is it?
No.
Okay.
Dexterity.
And that's the stake gone.
Okay.
But the stake, is it the stake just, can I see where it landed?
In the roots?
Yeah.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs, you sure?
Lows.
No, you can't see it.
I gotta get in there. I gotta get in there. That's okay.
No, you think you've lost it. It got sucked up. That stake got sucked up by the root network. You think it's in, you don't think it's recoverable.
That's okay. I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out, dude.
All right, Pip, that's your turn. Keshgar is dead. You severed his connection to the network, which kept him alive.
Oh, yeah, I guess he had no head, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I had just not considered you anti-magicking a man kept alive by magic.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
That's pretty clever, actually.
Yeah.
All right, Keshgar, that's... Man, that's fucked Tarpos's personal quest. Wow.
Well, that's unintentional.
How?
I'll cross that bridge when I come to it.
You have a legitimate claim to being the archdruid now.
That's maybe good. Anyway,
it's Gretchen's turn.
Mm-hmm.
Gretchen is also going to try and swing, but Gretchen is not as confident a fighter and might hit you, Hector.
Cool.
Highs or lows?
Whatever you want, Adam. Pull Adam's light. You call it. You make the choice.
Gretchen slams her sword into your head then.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
You
Why
take
not?
5 points of damage.
Great, thanks,
You're
Adam.
On 5 hit points now,
yep.
I'm assuming?
Yep.
Fabulous stuff.
All right, and that was Gretchen's turn. Oh, I'm so sorry, Hector. I accidentally skipped your turn, Hector.
Oh, okay. I guess getting hit in the
Would
head
you like
is
to,
like...
in exchange?
Yeah. Tell you reminding me. Wait a second.
I should be fighting.
Tell you what, Hector. Yeah. As an apology, draw a good boy card.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
That's very sweet.
And take your turn now.
Okay. I would like to... do I think I know where the thing is that stabbed me?
You think it's like around you.
Around me.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I guess, grab my spear and try and hit it?
Sure. You can give it a walloping. You have two attacks as part of an action.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Your first blow. Oh, you're rolling with disadvantage. Your first blow is a miss.
Okay.
Your second is also a miss.
Are they strength or is it?
It's a strength based. It's not a check, though. It's an attack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apologies.
That's all right, Adam.
Would you like to do anything else?
I don't think I can, unfortunately.
You can move away with an... So, here's your options. Hector.
Yeah.
You can move away. Yeah. If you move away, Gretchen won't hit you and won't deal 5 points of damage.
Oh, okay.
But the entity will get an attack of opportunity and potentially will do far more than...
I guess, look, hey, I just got a cop it.
Okay.
Unless, as a bonus action, I cast Sanctuary on myself.
What does Sanctuary do again?
It means she has to make a a roll to hit you, but she's not intentionally attacking.
Yeah.
Is it?
I would still say because she's attacking kind of recklessly. I would actually allow that.
Yeah, great. Okay, cool. I was just sanctuary for the thing that's attacking me. I didn't. Okay,
also
yeah,
that.
Cool.
Yeah. Right. You get both. Right.
Sick. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Well, I will cast sanctuary to hopefully avoid a hit. But then whatever. I guess I get hit.
You rolled a nat 20. Yeah. You take 5 points of damage, okay. And now she can hit you. She's passed once, if she wanted to. But that does help you for this. So yes. The entity highs or lows, I guess.
Highs?
How much do you care about Elf?
A lot, I guess, at this point now. You're pretty invested
in Elf's future?
Mm-hmm. I feel... So, gotta get something out of this.
Yeah.
Highs, and you're invested in Elf.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a... Who would you like it to attack instead?
No, I guess, Adam, just go for me.
All right. You feel everyone takes a swing, everyone misses as it moves past you, wraps itself around Elf.
Oh.
You should have said lows. You hear it say that word again, and Elf's face explodes in flame.
Rest in peace, Elf.
And then it is Iona's turn.
Okay.
And Iona continues to dodge in between the houses. You can see as... Well, let me just double check that this doesn't fuck... Oh, wait. Cavendish is gone.
Can I use good boy cards on an NPC?
I'll allow it.
Not dead yet.
Ah!
If damage would reduce them to zero, they just fall to 1 HP instead.
All right. Elf still hits the ground, and you can see... that smoke is curling out of its eyes, mouth, and nose. But Elf twitches once, and you can tell it's not dead.
Okay. Nicely done.
Okay. And then, yes, then it's Iona's turn. Iona continues to dart in between buildings. You, Pip, you see a sprinkling of that haste spell again. Mm-hmm. And you hear as Iona casts the spell, and then... Then she really gets going.
Okay, she's getting quick. I don't know where she's going because they left me out of this plan, which I think was probably a mistake. I mean, you don't have to like me, but for tactical reasons, we should know what everyone's doing. But that's fine.
Anyway, Iona is darting in between buildings, and you can see that she's taunting. Every now and then, she calls out taunts to the druids, who she seems to be doing a pretty decent job of distracting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Hector, your turn.
So it is a creature. I know that much.
Mm-hmm. It's a living entity, yes. Okay.
Can I try and use command on it?
You can attempt.
And I guess...
Is that a charisma or a wisdom saving throw?
I believe it is a wisdom saving throw. And I want to say command.
What's the command?
One word. What could it be? I guess there's stop or I like the suggestions as grovel.
Let's go
grovel.
Okay.
Yeah, but not how do you like it? It's like just drop drop down. Cause I don't think Hector would ever say grovel.
No. But weird. But drop.
But yeah, drop, but as into drop down.
Yeah.
Or like something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe kneel. Yeah. Kneel before me.
Yeah.
Rahadin nodding his head.
Yes. I love this. Yes. Or halt, actually.
Halt, yeah. Maybe halt's probably the best.
Just one word, stop.
You cast command, and you see as you feel a stillness in the air, and then something happened, like a gust of wind blew through the space. That was Hector, your turn. It's the druids. The druids are busy with Iona and are unable to harass you.
Fabulous.
It is. Oh, the engineer. Pip, you watch the engineer sprint towards where you are, and then the mech begins trying to climb up towards you.
Okay.
That's all that the engineer does. It's Rahadin's turn. Mm-hmm. Rahadin, you see Hector looks over at you, kind of like waiting for leadership, and lowers his blade.
When it stopped, is it just like, did it chuff off? Did it stay? Is
You're
it
not
there?
Sure.
Like, because this would be like gesturing.
You know, I'll give you a quick perception check. You're not sure.
Yeah.
Sorry. You didn't roll well enough for your information.
Yeah, if it's like we knew where it was, it attacked Elf.
Mm.
I'd just like to Rahadin to like, well, it's stopped. It's either prone on the, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Attack.
Rahadin lunges forwards and then he steps through the space entirely, looks back and he says, it's gone.
What was it?
Rahadin shakes his head. I know not what beastie this was. Something from another realm, perhaps. Some creation of Ivana Boritsky and her ilk.
I'll check the bodies of, I'll check both human and elf.
Then it is, it was Rahadin. Pip, it's your turn. You watch as the root network pushes Cavendish up, offering him to Kelova. Mm-hmm. The root network, Kelova doesn't actually seem properly conscious.
Yeah.
He watches the root network pushes that skeletal mouth open and bites down on Cavendish.
Fuck.
You watch, she isn't drinking his blood. Yeah. His blood is just washing over her. Yeah. You watch as she begins knitting back faster and faster. Cavendish is now blocking your shot.
But the roots that have him, they're like holding him up, yeah? Can I fire at the roots to make them drop him?
They're small. You could try.
It's a precise shot.
Okay, well.
I'll use my next one.
Okay. And do you still have plant bane?
Yeah, I've still got two.
Okay. First shot. This is coming down to the modifiers.
Fuck, dude. Come on. Yeah,
it's plus.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Okay, you barely hit the root network.
Fuck, dude.
Highs or lows, I think, for this one.
Highs?
Yeah.
Highs? Yeah. Yeah.
Sure?
I don't know, dude.
I rolled 24. Change to lows.
Okay, lows.
All right.
Yeah. I changed to lows.
Okay.
I'm doing what you tell me. I'm putting my faith and trust in you.
The crossbow bolt strikes at the biggest, knottiest part of the... Because it's a lot of small things wrapping themselves around Cavendish. But you find some nexus of them, shoot that. Cavendish hits the ground.
Mm-hmm.
He rolls over and you can see he needs to wait for his turn.
Yeah.
But you see he's like patting himself down looking for a weapon.
Yeah.
You
okay.
see he pulls out from his boot, he pulls out a little backup dagger.
Cool. And then with my second shot, because I've just got two.
Mm-hmm.
Can I? I'll
you take the shot.
Yeah, but I don't have the stake anymore.
True.
I dropped it. Can I get in there?
Where? Which one?
Well, I want to.
Which there? Are we getting into?
I want to go to Cavendish.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I want to.
Oh well, you start approaching Cavendish.
Yeah.
And the root network starts spitting out twig blights.
Okay, cool.
They get added to the initiative.
Yeah, that's fine.
They are blocking your path.
No worries. And I still haven't fired off my second shot, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll fire that off at one of the big, the four major roots that are connected to Kalova. Let's get another one in there.
Yes, that hits. Mm-hmm. Another one of them shrivels up and dies. That had plant bane, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Another one of them shrivels up and
dies. They're all plant bane and deform magic. Yeah.
Okay. You've got two more huge arteries leading to Kalova, and now you've got four twig blights in front of
you. All good.
Then, well, Pip, was that your turn?
Yeah, and I should have taken a d6 damage.
Aw, thanks for reminding me.
Hey, that's okay.
You take 1 point of damage.
Okay, it's not too bad.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's actually great. My poor wrists, dude.
A d6 would kill me right now.
Yeah, dude.
It could. It could kill you.
Sorry, it could kill
you. Yeah.
Four twig blights charge you.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, dude, it's awesome.
Yeah, love
I
it.
Like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
And what's your AC? Hits?
Mm-hmm.
Hits. Two hits.
Okay.
You take Pip.
Mm-hmm.
3, 5, 8 points of piercing damage.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, it's not great, but it's...
10 hit points.
It's fine. I'm on, what, like 15?
10.
I'm on 10. I thought I took 10. Excuse me. Forgive me. I'm not paying attention.
Even if you take a 10, we... Oh, God. Okay. Then that was the twig blights. They're crawling all over you, Pip. One of them is grabbing and climbing up your arm. Another one's wrapped around one of your legs.
Mm-hmm.
Another one slammed into your chest and is grappling around your chest. You feel they're not even like properly slashing at you. They're literally growing into you.
Ah.
And That's a cool. Remember that for later. Growing into
stop remembering things.
Yeah. Stop having ideas.
Then, and it is John Cavendish's turn.
Mm-hmm.
Cavendish stands up. Did you give each of them a steak?
They all made steaks without me. They've all got steaks.
Cavendish looks at you, Pip, looks at where he's standing.
Steak the fucker. Steak the fucker.
He drops his dagger, grabs the steak instead, and jams it into Kerlova's heart. Kerlova cries out and then slumps forward. You watch as Kerlova's corpse begins slowly turning to ash.
We're not out of combat.
Not out of combat yet, brother. All right. Kerlova is dead. And then, Hector, we return to you.
Mm-hmm.
You feel something unrelated to your encounter happens as you're turning over this campsite.
I was just checking to see if they were alive.
I'm not
turning over in. You're not robbing the campsite.
And now you're stealing from them.
You have literally turned over, not metaphorically, you've literally turned over both human and elf.
Mm-hmm.
You can see human, its entire head has been basically hollowed out. There's nothing inside. You can see down in through its throat, there's some cavity in its chest where something once dwelled. It is gone.
Okay.
When you do that to Elf, though, you can see that there is still viscera and bits inside of Elf. Elf is still intact, but is unconscious. Okay. Or maybe inactive is a better way of phrasing it.
Okay. So, like, they're still alive.
Yes.
Mm.
Right, so we have no...
And that would probably, as you're kneeling over Elf, making that assessment, that's probably when a breeze brushes through the...
Breezes are scary, dude.
I brace myself.
Yeah.
This one's too big to be.
Too big. That's even scarier.
A giant one.
It was some sort of localized entity from the breeze before. This is like a huge wind buffets. Well, not buffets. A breeze. A huge breeze gently sways all the trees. Something feels different. Not better. Just different.
Okay. Well. What else has happened?
So many crazy things happen to you every day.
You can't react to them all. Old wounds start opening. Is that what's happened? Have I gotten scurvy?
With a hand. You see, by the way, you see that Elf has that same maker's mark, by the way.
Okay.
You can see Elf, besides that, has no personal effects, no nothing.
I believe Elf, they're still alive. They're not the same as I point to human. That is beyond me. What do I have anything left?
Rahadin, kneeling down next to you, says, if we were to take this back to the master, he could perhaps extract information where we are unable, but perhaps it would be better to extract incomplete information if it means that we can act on it now.
Well, just give me a minute, Rahadin. Can I lay on hands?
Second you put a hand on this, on Elf, you understand that that's not going to work.
Okay.
Brother, you need electricity. Zap them back to life.
They have no tongue. The one human adjusted to the corpse. Mm. So there is an army, a large army apparently. It's a soldier and a maid, I guess. Large army is coming to attack. I don't know when. Whatever that was attacked, and it's hard to get information from that one.
I find it unlikely that these two were able to coincidentally travel the mists to reach this place without assistance. I would say that perhaps Ivana is not too far.
Perhaps. Was he privy? Did he hear all the conversation that was happening, I guess?
He seems to be acting like he did.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to be like, they were escaping Grara. Mm. Well, I guess.
Gretchen, you can see, seems... maybe not horrified, that might not be the right word, but Gretchen, you can see, does not think highly of these entities.
Mm. They are gross.
I mean, yes, but they were seeking our help. Or they were seeking escape. Right. I attempt to pick up Elf. Are they...
Elf is quite slender. Yeah, You're able to easily... Elf feels... It feels almost like picking up just a bundle of clothes, honestly. There's no more weight or difficulty to it.
Well, I guess there's no point staying out here if that thing comes back. It's we've been pushing on pretty hard, haven't we? We haven't rested, have we?
No.
You're quite tired, yeah. You feel almost like you can't do all of your actions in a turn. You're so tired. Yeah.
It's the middle of the night, right?
Okay. I don't really want to stay here in case that thing comes back, but they had a somewhat of a shelter, or was it just out in the
open? No. Yeah, they were just making camp. Yeah, there was just a campfire in a clearing. Well, okay. You wouldn't even call it a clearing. It's just enough space to make a fire, really. That's it. You don't think you have enough time. Well, yeah, you think this might be the best place to stay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Look, it is very late. We're all very wounded. I guess let's just rest here and we'll have a think what to do in the morning. We'll head back to the tower.
Interestingly, while the entities that live within Strahd's realm know not to bother you while you are with Rahadin, you still need to roll for an encounter because there are other things now.
That's not good to hear.
Interesting. Mm.
Meanwhile, that was Hector.
Mm-hmm.
The druids are busy chasing Iona. The engineer clambers his way up here with his mech. The engineer looks at you, Pip, and you can see it's kind of like with a look he's asking for permission.
Go ahead.
The nozzle trunk changes from flamethrower to cold thrower.
Awesome.
And are you resistant to cold? No, you're resistant to fire. Yeah, this is gonna suck.
I really like me and the engineer love to hurt each other. Like, I feel like I'm always firing bolts into him and he's always setting me on fire. It's just a little thing we do.
A fun little thing.
It's a funny little game we play.
Pranks between friends.
Yeah.
You and, well, no, the Twig Blights take half damage from this. The Twig Blights take 5, you take 10 points of damage. Oh.
I'll walk it off. Regain hit points equal to 1d10 plus my level.
Okay, so that's what you're sitting on.
Yeah.
So you're level 10, so you're currently on 15 hit points.
Nice. Hey.
You're so healthy now.
Yeah.
The cold really just like...
It woke me up,
dude. Yeah, having, I guess, a cold plunge.
Yeah, exactly.
And yes, the Twig Blights each take 5 points of damage.
No worries.
Pip, it's your turn.
I'd like to wheel around on as many Twig Blights as I can collect and use my Flame Breath.
Do you know how many... it's 3d8, I think, 3D8. At your level? So, because they've taken cold damage, they take maximum fire damage, which will be doubled. So it'll be 8, 16, 24, 48 points of damage each. Yeah, you incinerate them. All of the Twig Blights are destroyed.
Okay.
Nice.
Pip.
Mm-hmm.
Covered in blood and gore and dirt and so many other substances, too many to identify in the dying light of the fires around the Druid Grove. Pip, you, the engineer, and Cavendish watch Kelova's body as it collapses slowly into ash. Her spirit finally freed from its torment. A weight, one of many, is lifted from your shoulders. Kelova, though only one of Strahd's brides, is dead, and you can tick this monumental task from your list of things to do. You savor the moment, and it is only a moment, before the three of you turn back to helping Iona deal with the druids below. You can see that more and more are spilling in from the surrounding forest, either unaware of the deaths of their two leaders or uncaring. More and more cultists pile into the fight as the eternal winter swirls outside, throwing their bodies upon the defenders like kindling onto a fire, each one keen to die for their cause. Like a horde of the dead, they bang at the walls and doors and floors. Another one starts climbing through the window, and Marquillet, like a snake, strikes, slicing the man's fingers off and causing him to fall. Charming, Elainiel mutters, watching the loose fingers rolling around on the floor. How much time do we have left? Cribbit, hiding with Keening's unconscious form behind an overturned table, consults the pocket watch Keening left him.
Big hand 3, little hand 20, quick hand 34, 35, 36, 37.
A dark expression crosses Elaniel's face as she fires 3 arrows in quick succession into the door to the stairway. Screaming on the other side indicates that her spell successfully finds at least 2 targets. Well, we can't stay here much longer, Mark Quillett mutters, glancing back to Keening. The lights and sounds of fighting are distant, but still very present for Tarpos, Gorob, and Lushan. The main assault on the Druid's Grove proves a valuable distraction, allowing for the Green Knights to blaze a path for their queen through what defenders remain.
My lady! Gorob calls out. It is safe! Cries Lushan.
Tarpos gestures silently, and they kneel at the threshold. Dead, gnarled trees give way to an old growth, a clear line from where the land has always been Strahd to something older. A place the druids guard, but know not why. At the same moment, Tarpos and Elaniel feel the ripple as Kaelova's body is finally consumed. Nothing but ash and memory. Kaelova, Bride of Strahd, Guardian of the Lodestone, Heart of the Forest, is gone forever. Tarpos sighs. She had hoped to finish this before they slew Kaelova. The Dryad's destruction is unfortunate, but under Tarpos's gentle stewardship, a new guardian will grow back. In time, the forest will return to life. Elaniel breathes a sigh of relief. One down. Mark Quillett seems confused, holding back the door to the side room as cultists nearly break it to splinters. One? Returning to the moment, Elaniel sees Mark Quillett nearly losing the fight for the side room door. She knocks another arrow and whispers words of the trees to the wood of the bow. Let them through. I shall put the air into them. Mark Quillett nods and dives for cover next to Cribbit, and a moment later the door falls from its hinges, spilling forth more cultists of Father Limmick. A heartbeat later, and Elaniel's arrow explodes in their midst, sending thorns flying. Glancing briefly at the clock and then up at Cribbit, Mark Quillett says, "You're up, dog strings." Cribbit, passing Mark Quillett the clock and clutching his dashund gently, wades into the fray.
Okay.
Pip, you and your party have been playing hide-and-seek with the druids for about an hour now, weaving through huts and woods, hunting each other, when you hear a mighty horn from the raised section of the druid's grove. Stunned by the audacity of this moment, both your party and the druids are unable to do anything other than watch, as Gorob and Lushan, clad in their woodbark armor, lower a horn and call out,
"Behold, Tarpos, daughter of K'varn, heir of Woad, she of the forest, archdruid of Barovia!"
Tarpos steps forward, making herself visible to all. Only you, Pip, spot as she stumbles, looking down at everyone with a flash of uncertainty. Scared of the attention. You are also the only one to see as she takes a deep breath, plants herself firmly, and speaks. When she speaks, though, all hear as she talks for the forest, for the waters, for the rocks, and for the wind.
Keshgar dead. She holds his lifeless head aloft. Kaelova dead. I claim title of Archdruid. I speak for these lands.
She stops, looking around.
If challenge, speak now.
A strange silence falls over the druids. One by one, they look to you, Pip. An unspoken knowledge seems to exist amongst them. They know you slew Keshgar. Cavendish locks eyes with you, and both of you raise your eyebrows at the same time.
Do I understand what's going on? Like, do I know that because I slayed Keshgar, that there is an assumption that the druids think I'm going to challenge Tarpos?
If you don't pick up on that,
yeah,
you see Cavendish mouths basically that. He mouths like, "You killed Keshgar."
Yeah, I didn't mean to.
Cavendish kind of gives you a shrug.
Nope, not challenging. All good. You have it, Tarpos.
The druids, one by one, kneel before Tarpos. Gorob and Lushan put the they have one trumpet, and they fight for it. For
yeah, a brief moment. Of course. Yeah.
Eventually, Gorob puts it to his lips.
Our lady, you are arch druid.
They, from nowhere, produce a crown made out of woven leaves and sticks. It's obviously not an official thing. They've quite clearly made it themselves.
Yeah. Like a crown might not come with this title.
They are not yet. They are not craftsmen, but they did as good a job as they know how.
Good for them.
That's good. Good on them, you know?
Yeah.
Tarpos nods, and they quite clearly mean to put it on her head.
Yeah.
She couldn't lie down to be short enough for that. Mm. So instead, she takes it from them, and you see she's about to put it on her head, and then instead she pockets it.
Hey, that'll
smart.
Do.
Smart.
All right. Meanwhile, Hector.
Right, yes. I guess before we'll fall asleep, I'm realizing I do have something to help with just a little hit points.
Is
inspiring leader. So before I guess we fall asleep, we all get 15 temporary hit points.
Okay.
As I inspire them with my words of, the fuck is going
I don't know
on?
What's happening. What is going? I'm so scared.
What was that? What hit us? I
I've
don't
never
know.
Been Do more afraid.
But more along the lines of, even though, like, you know, I guess it would be, Hector would realize that this is on the boundaries, right? Hector would realize that we're not protected by.
No.
Would Hector know this at all?
Or
would Rahadin be like.
Rahadin knows this.
Would
and
say
so
anything?
Rahadin informs you the master's control extends only to creatures of this realm.
Right.
And if there is an incursion of sorts, it would be prudent of us to set a watch should we wish to take sleep.
Right, because yeah, we are way. It's way too late. We're way too exhausted to even move anywhere.
Yeah,
further back to where it would be "quote unquote" safe. Well, with that, it would be a. I understand that, but we've all seen combat. We're all very capable, and trying to gas us all up in that regard to give us those 15 extra hit points because I'm at currently 5.
Yeah, very fair, dude. Very fair.
Mm. I say with that gassing up, I'd say comes a bit of. Energy, maybe. You could, I'd say you maybe feel like you have enough spirit, enough vim to get back to the boat, if you'd
okay.
like.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, how far would it be to travel in so that we are safe? Would it be...
You don't know if the tower is safe, necessarily.
Oh, really?
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay, well... But well,
you
that,
just don't
okay.
know is
yeah.
the thing.
Okay, okay. Mm. Well, yeah. It would... be not clever to stay here is all I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But you could get back to the tower. It'd be quite late by the time you got back, but that's not a huge deal.
Like, yeah, we're already pushing.
It might
on.
Mean
yeah.
a better sleep if you sleep indoors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can do all right. it. Okay. Well, with that, yeah, it would be probably like, look, we could stay here, but we do not know what to face. But, you know, I being a knight of the cloth and with Gretchen being, you know, she's also a knight of the cloth, isn't she?
Yeah. Different cloth.
Yes,
Gulliver.
Of cloth.
And
yes.
you know, we have this should be nothing to us. We have been used to drills. We have been used to pushing ourselves well and truly past what mere mortals could or should do. I think it is prudent if we gather what we can and to get back to at least the safety of the tower. I'll take Elf and let us make haste.
Gretchen offers a prayer to Gulliver, a prayer of safe travels, which, I mean,
useful.
You don't know if anyone's around to
listen. If anyone's
listen.
Listening, yeah.
Someone's there. Something's
there, dude. Something's in the air.
Sure. Yep. And you make your way back. Interesting.
Okay.
I have to look up. Don't pay attention to me. It's fine.
Okay. I'm not, dude. I'm not paying attention to you. I'm zoning out. Okay.
All right, Hector. Mm-hmm. Who's leading? Are you leading? Or would you like, Rahadin has maybe just as good an idea of how to get back as you do. Gretchen, actually, no, you were Rahadin, you would imagine.
Well, I'd be carrying Elf, so I guess Rahadin would be taking...
I mean, Rahadin can carry Elf.
Mm. Okay.
No, if you're going to carry Elf, put Rahadin in
Elf
front.
Elf weighs, I want to say, 50 kilos soaking wet.
Oh, wow. Damn. All right. Okay. Well, maybe Gretchen doesn't want to touch Elf. Fair enough.
Gretchen can hold Elf. Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll give Elf to Gretchen, and then can Rahadin lead and I help assist in a weird way?
Sure, yeah.
As opposed to us, like, rather than just one or the other, assist.
At a certain point, you and Rahadin kind of blazing a path. Rahadin looks over at you, and you know, it's at a certain moment, he looks over at you, and you know exactly why he's looking at you. Both of you have had this slowly mounting suspicion that you are being watched. And you realize at this point, Rahadin, when he stops, you can see he stopped on purpose. And you know why he stopped. Your entire procession stops. You hear crunch, crunch. Rahadin stops. Crunch, crunch. You stop. Crunch, crunch. Gretchen stops. Crunch, crunch. Something's following. You look back. You see nothing. But you know something's out there.